pull a totally random question, a TRQ. And today's totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. What is something you understand now that you didn't used to understand? I feel like that's vague. All right, something that you used to not understand, but now you do understand. Now, I feel like there's a few routes you could go with that. There could be something that you just had a misconception on that somebody corrected. So maybe it's kind of like a funny one. I think of like Dawn of the Deer Lady. Like that would be one.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's something a little bit more like a life lesson. Like you live some life and then you learned as you got older that this is how it is. And I didn't understand that when I was younger. Could be, there's, go either with it. Absolutely either. Is there something now you understand, Amy, that you didn't used to understand?
It's kind of dumb, but porta potty. Until a couple years ago, I didn't realize that it stood for portable potty, like a portable bathroom, porta potty.
What did you think it meant?
I don't know. I just thought like that was the name of the business, porta. It was like porta. Someone porta had a potty.
Smith's porta potty.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Now I understand porta, like portable potty. I get it. I just, the two never connected in my brain.
Is there something that you didn't used to understand and now you totally do? 237, it's Tanks 3527. You got one for us. Hi.
You know, just my appreciation of life, my perspective, especially since my daughter's been born, you know, things like that. But what's gotten blurrier is my vision.
So clarity in some ways visually and not so much.
I had to put that one in there.
I gotcha. So maybe it's something kind of funny or maybe it's just life advice. As you had some life experience, you got a little bit older, you had this coming of knowledge. Something that you understand now that you didn't used to. 237, it's text 3527, tweet, snap. That certainly works too, at Y94 Playhouse. 6:45 in the morning, flush the Format Friday. It's AC/DC. It's Playhouse in the morning, Y94. Flush the Format Friday. And the totally random question, what is something that you understand now that you didn't used to understand? What are we getting as far as texts go? Amy Kay.
Someone said, as a kid, I never understood why teachers wouldn't let you go to the bathroom anytime you asked. Now, as a teacher, I understand because so many kids abuse that privilege and go wandering around the building. A fire drill when you have multiple kids missing out of your room is every teacher's nightmare. Someone else said, I always thought for years that you guys said, flush the floor mat Friday. I never stood why until recently when I asked someone and they said it's format, so that makes way more sense.
Yeah, that's more common than you think, which makes me paranoid that it sounds like I'm saying floor mat.
Format.
Flush the floor mat Friday.
Maybe you just have to really accentuate how you say it.
Flush the floor mat.
Yeah. Do you know when I first moved here, you know, they call it the FM area for Fargo-Moorhead?
Yeah.
When I first moved here and you guys would say it's the FM area, I thought you meant FM, like radio, like AM, FM. So yeah. I always thought when we were talking about the FM area, it was how far Y94 reached.
Well, I mean, I can see why you would make that mistake.
But and then finally it dawned on me. I was like, oh my gosh, Fargo-Moorhead area.
That starts with an F and that starts with an, oh my God.
I really did think it was like FM, just how far the Y94 radio station reached.
And what is that thing that you didn't used to understand, but you do now?
So there's actually two things that I've learned. One has been to appreciate the quality of my friends versus the quantity. When I was younger, I just wanted as many friends as I could get. And now I have a handful of friends that I would trust my life with, and that's more important. And I also, and it's taken me, I'm 33, and I just started realizing this in the last about 3 years, is to value who I am and my time and effort. I would always just say yes to people and not care what it did to me and what it did to my family. And now going through some things where I've had to be put in that position to value myself more, it's a lot more rewarding and a lot less stressful.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much. Was it Oprah the other day that was in the news because she says she's got like three friends, but she has like, kind of like what you said, is she has these best friends in the world and she doesn't need any other ones because they'd be fake friends?
Yeah, she only has three. Gayle King, some other lady, and then her trainer.
Yeah. Man, how'd you like to be one of her three friends? Now, there's a trinity right there.
Look at how she treats her audience, and she just gives them anything. Could you imagine being her friend? You'd never have to buy anything.
I will never be, though, because, and neither will you, because we both just went to this user mentality right away. We'd be her fake friends.
That's true.
What would Oprah give me if I was her friend?
Her her friendship. That's just what we're talking about.
Now, what's that thing that you didn't understand before, but now you totally do?
Oh gosh. I don't let the little things bother me anymore.
All right. Don't sweat the petty stuff. Don't pet the sweaty stuff. Is that the saying?
That's good, though. I wish I could do that. I let all little things drive me insane.
It's true, you do.
I know. And then I hold grudges.
Yeah, you definitely do. Do you have any grudges against me today, or we clean?
I think we're clean.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I don't think there's any grudge against you.
Anybody else?
I did have one against our boss the other day, because we have, if whenever you come pick up your purse, you guys will notice that if you come in the building, we have a TV screen and it has pictures of all the different radio stations and shows on there. However, I noticed there was not a picture of myself.
There was a picture of
no,
you.
No, I see sat it all out. The time. I sat out on the couch and I watched it rotate through all the pictures. So I noticed that there were no pictures. So I got very upset and I sent a message to our boss. I said, I've worked here 6 years. I feel hurt, angry, annoyed.
How many pictures of me did you see go by while you're standing there?
I didn't see any of you either.
But here's the thing. There was actually one of you. It was the picture from your engagement, and it says Forever Has a Ring to it or something like that.
Forever Has a Nice Ring.
Yes. And it's a picture of you grayscaled with Stephen.
I know. Well, now he did delete everyone else's pictures, and now it's just a slideshow of me up there. So I do appreciate that, and I'm in a good mood, and it's Friday, so I'm feeling really good about life.
Can we just sidebar for a second and point out that Amy threw such a fit about something that wasn't actually even real, because there was a picture of
her
in
there. It was real. I sat out there and I looked for it.
That now when you come to our radio station building, that there is a slideshow on a giant television, like a 70-whatever-inch television, hanging at the front desk that is nothing but a PowerPoint slideshow of pictures of Amy from her Facebook page.
I know, and I will say, the first thing I even said once I saw it, oh, those aren't the best quality photos of me.
Oh, God.
But now I appreciate it and I'm happy for it.
What is something that you understand now that you didn't maybe understand before? 237, it's text 35270. That's the totally random question. Maybe you got something funny. Maybe you got something serious. I understand that we can't put pictures up of anybody in this building, apparently. What's that thing that you understand now?
Always make sure you visit your family. Cousins, second cousins, third cousins.
Fourth cousins, fifth cousins, all the cousins.
All
visit
of them.
The family. You never know when they're going to be gone, right?
That is true. I think spending time with the family, as long as they're fun and you like being around them, spend time with them.
You got one you want to slide in there, yeah? 237, it's text 35270. Something that you didn't used to understand, but now you totally do.
Sticking a pencil in your cassette wheel and rolling it on back.
It's a Morning Playhouse Flush the Format Friday.
Y94.
Simply and quick. Listen, if on Fridays for Flush Format Friday, that we literally just played that song for 4 hours, I would just run around this room with such joy.
Yeah, you were real pumped. Is it an adrenaline rush for you?
It's my favorite one. It's my favorite one. The entire Flush the Format Friday collection, it's my favorite one.
If someone was walking by the window and they didn't know what was going on, you were pounding on the desk like you were angry, yelling at me, but really, you were just dancing.
Well, I think it was loud enough. They'd have figured it out.
Okay, good.
It was pretty loud. I didn't know our speakers could get that loud. That's a nice surprise.
That was impressive.
Very good. Playhouse of the Morning Flush, the Format Friday, Y94, grabbing a few more in the totally random question, something that you didn't used to understand, but now you totally do.
My parents were freaking out because we left like one dish laying around. Now that my kids do it, I totally get it.
Okay, so now that you've kind of been there, done that, you're like, yeah, nope, totally get it. You understand it now.
I think one of the things that I have come to understand and appreciate is that homemade gifts are way better. I think when I was younger, you know, I wanted more of the tangible, you know, bought gifts or cards and all that. And I think as I grow older, I come to appreciate handmade gifts a whole lot more.
Does it help if it's from, like, a relative, though? Because, like, if a random coworker's like, I made you some mittens. Like, I don't know.
I think, like, handmade gifts, maybe. But even, like, as a child, you want toys and Barbies and things like that. And I remember if I ever got clothes or socks, I'd be like, what a garbage gift, Mom. And now as an adult, if my mom buys me clothes or socks, I appreciate it so much. Like, yes, I needed new socks.
Sound like a terrible child.
I was.
What a terrible gift, Mom. Christmas is rude.
I probably did say something like that.
It's a good thing that you've grown up and you never throw little fits like that anymore.
I know. I've really matured and become a great adult.
I.e. our monitor out front that's a shrine to you. You understand it now.
What becomes clear is your eternal part of your life
because you come to the point here where it's like, wow, these young, you do when you get older and you've been living like a believer for 50 years now, you know, and it becomes like, wow, that part of life is there. You don't see it visibly, but the Holy Spirit moves and speaks to you inside and like, listen to that voice.
That is a good way to look at it. I know when we just got, someone said, this is something that's really helpful for me. The arrow next to the gas icon on your vehicle dash, it points to the side that your gas tank is on, which I get confused a lot. So even though I've had this
car. How does not everybody know that by now?
I don't know. I didn't realize it until later in life. Do you know the visors that block the sun? You know it's on a pole and you could slide it in and out too.
Really?
Not just like, you know, you could pull it down and then you can move it to the side.
Oh, yep.
But
yep,
then
yep,
you
yep,
can
yep.
extend it and make it even longer. Did you know that?
Maybe I have to see what you mean. We'll have to go to the Y ride later. You can show me what you mean.
It comes down and then you can move it over to the window side and then you can pull it even further back.
Here's the thing. So when we walked into this totally random question, I thought we were going to get things kind of in the vein of Dawn of the Deer later where people would be like, I always thought there was blinker fluid. And some of these things that people have said, that one guy that just called in particular, have said such inspirational things that I actually feel bad for the like what I thought we were going to get.
Does it make you feel bad about your life?
Kind of, because there's some people that have had some real awakenings.
That's true.
And like some real, like amazing life lessons. And I'm sitting here going, well, you know, the lady, the deer crossing sign. I'm highly impressed.
Someone said a corn dog is called a corn dog because there's corn breading over the cot dog.
And see, now there we go.
Pulling us back
that's,
down.
That's really what I was kind of anticipating. Which, and I think did we not say kind of either or, like whether it's a life lesson
yeah.
or something kind of silly? So we got both. But some of those life lessons, I feel inspired. It is 7:02 in the morning. We just listened to Jock Jams, and that one guy in particular just inspired the living heck out of me.
Really opens your eyes.
It really does. And I don't know if I feel like a bad person or what, but I feel inspired in some way. Do you feel inspired?
I mean, yeah, I'm learning a lot of new things. Corn dogs. Someone said pay-per-view isn't pay-per-view. Pay-per-view. Not paper view.
Well, yeah, you're not paying to look at paper.
I don't know. That's kind of one that now it makes me wonder. Let's get it on pay-per-view. I always thought it was pay-per-view, not pay-per-view.
I'm with you. I'm with you. You want to be the last one today? What do you understand now?
I would say that open doors are more clearer to me when other doors close.
This sounds like super sage advice. Can you explain it, though?
Well, we're in the process, me and my wife and I, we're in the process of relocating. And we've been in this process now for about 6 months, give or take. And we were dead set on this one place. And we were dead set. We were already, we had some promising home options. And home after home after home, we saw three or four homes, and each one of them fell through. And then fast forward, we find another home somewhere else, and the home opened up. Everything just fell through, and there was no problem. Everything went smoothly. Then a job opportunity opened up in the exact same place, in the exact same area, and it just seemed that that door was wide open while the other place doors were closed. Even though we kept banging and knocking on that door, it was clear that those doors were closed. When the doors are open, we're on the other side of town.
There we go. Also, I'd like some of whatever your wife is ordering from the drive-thru. No, perfect. Thank you so much. Yours is kind of inspirational, too.
Yeah, I feel like that one was like, be patient. And now it makes me wonder, should I have been patient with more things in life and good things will come?
Maybe. I don't know. Now, I think now that we have the people that are trying to be inspirational and trying to follow that one guy that was like,
I think so too.
I think he just changed my, I got to listen to the podcast later. I think he just changed my whole life.
That inspirational?
No, but I really enjoyed it. I just was taken aback by a little bit. We don't usually get anything quite that sentimental.
That is true.
You know? And granted, yesterday we did like, I knew it was over when, so it couldn't be like less inspirational, right? It's just awkward.
Yeah.
I feel just straight up inspired. Next time.